السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل: إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم، ومن دخله كان آمنا، ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. لسيد الدرو الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وصحابه وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer and master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has made us Muslims. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with iman, let us die with iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. We have entered the Mubarak months. You may have heard talks about Hajj, etc. Allah Ta'ala states in the Quran, Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat, that verily for Hajj, the months are sacred. Hajj started in the month of Shawwal. Then we have Zilqadah, in which we are. And now, inshallah, within the next week, we will have Zilhijjah, the days of Hajj. Masail of Hajj, if you are going for Hajj, you will find out from the respective ulama and you will read from the kitabs. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed one Hajj and four Umrahs. This was recorded in the Hadith. Masail of Hajj, he taught on several occasions during the Hajj. But Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we learn that in Medina Tayyiba, 10 years, he trained the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. So only in the 10th year of Hijrah, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam made Hajj. And one Hajj, which is commonly known as Hajjatul Wida, or the farewell pilgrimage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But can you imagine that spiritual training which Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam had done for whom? The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. May Allah be pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. Brothers in Islam, there's two points. One is, when any ibadat is performed, we should look at the sincerity of that ibadat. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, we learn that all ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our intentions. Ikhlasun niyya. Innama al-a'malu bin niyat. All the ibadat that we perform, whether it is salat, siyam, zakat, hajj, etc., jihad, every action is judged by our intentions. May all those who have gone for hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify the intentions. Those intending to go for hajj, and those that are intending that in the future, inshallah, they go for hajj, we must make it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we go with pure intentions. And secondly, for the condition of acceptance of that ibadat, we must have kamil ittiba of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. In any action we do, any ibadat we do, it must be in accordance to the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ka ada'in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If it is in conformance with that and with the sincerity of intention, inshallah, very quickly and very rapidly and swiftly, that ibadat will be accepted. Coming back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's first house that was made sacred, long history behind Makkah. I would like to talk to you something about the spirit of Hajj, the gift of a Haji. Masail you will learn from the ulama. What is the ruh of Hajj? One long hadith, the part of it is that إِذَا خَرَجَ الْحَاجُّ بِنَفَقَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ, that if a Haji comes out with pure halal earned money, he saves up for years. Here in South Africa, maybe a few years we save up, alhamdulillah, we have the opportunity, we go for Hajj. But look at the countries of Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, poor countries where we ask a Haji, how many years? He says, 15 years, 30 years I have been saving up to go for Hajj. What a great ibadah. Once a year an assembly takes place for a specific days, in a specific place, in commemoration of the efforts and sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who performed the Hajj. It is said that when he comes out with pure halal money, earn money, he buys his ticket, he prepares himself, whatever arrangements for Hajj. Then an angel announces, Nada munadim min as-sama, an angel announces from the skies, Zaduka halal, rahilatuka tayyib, that your earnings are halal, your journey is now pure, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and sustainer, for whom you were worshipping all this while, facing the direction of Qibla. It is whom Allah calls to his house, on the announcement of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after building the house of Allah, that go and announce, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرِ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Tafsirs write plenty, that Mufassirin write, that the announcement was made, everybody in Alami Arwa, how many times he said, Labbaik, inshallah Allah will invite him to his house. May Allah take us again and again with the true spirit of Hajj and Umrah to his house. زَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَفًا. May Allah bless that Mubarak houses of Makkah Mukarramah and Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, Masjid Nabawi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam in Medina Tayyibah. Then it is said that the Malaika says, حَجُّكَ أَهْلًا أَهْلًا لَبَّيْك لَبَّيْك, that welcome, welcome, I am hearing your call of لَبَّيْك لَبَّيْك. حَجُّكَ مَبْرُور, حَجُّكَ مَبْرُور, may Allah accept your Hajj, it is a blessed Hajj for you. وَإِذَا خَرَجَ الْحَاجُ, on the opposite side it is mentioned, وَإِذَا خَرَجَ الْحَاجُ مِنَفَقَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ, that if a person goes with ill-gotten money, haram money, stolen money, gambling money, or any money that is polluted, we all understand it. نَادَى مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, then that angel says that زَادُكَ حَرَامٌ رَاحِلَتُكَ غَيْرُ طَيِّبٍ, خَبِيثَةٍ in brackets is written, that your journey is totally haram, your journey is incorrect. Then also your belongings that you have, it is also haram, it is impure, it is polluted. La labbaik, la labbaik, they announce, no welcome for you, no welcome for you. Can you imagine an angel proclaims this, that you are not welcome in the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Hajjuka ghayru mabroor, ay rad, that your Hajj is not even accepted. Already we are going, we are preparing, we don't know with what contaminated money we go. So this is a great journey. We have to prepare spiritually. Not only physical preparation, but spiritual preparation. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great saint and a Sufi of his time, it is said that when he was going for Hajj, walking, a youngster was going on horse also for Hajj in Ihram. So he questioned Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where's your belongings? Where's your horse? Where's your conveyance? Where's your food? Nothing. You are just walking for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah ta'ala said, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, that Hajj has become farz when you have the means to perform the Hajj. So Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, great saint and wali Allah, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was a true ashik and abid. Ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. An abid of Allah, worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, yes, I have my zad. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. I have my zad, I have my belongings, I have my conveyance. And the first conveyance I have is taqwa. And in taqwa, I have so many other conveyances. So this youngster asked him, that where's your horse? I can't see anything. He says, yes, I have spiritual conveyances. He says, the first thing I left behind at home and I went out in the path of Allah for the love of Allah is trust. Tawakkul. I put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I set out on this Mubarak journey of Hajj. Whenever a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, I make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I jump on to the conveyance of shukr. Whenever I face any difficulty or obstacle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I jump on in the vehicle of patience and sabr. This is my zad, this is my rahila. This is my belongings of the journey. This is my conveyance. Whenever some bounty of Allah comes, when somebody gives me food, and when something is eaten, and when I see the barai of somebody else, then I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that Allahu Akbar, all ni'mat, all greatness is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever the thought of Madina Tayyiba comes, then I have the name, Mubarak name of Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam on my lips. Recite Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadi wa Ashabi wa Barik. So this youngster began to cry. He says, verily, you have indeed the true conveyance, the spiritual conveyance. It is said that Ibrahim Ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi told this youngster that if your horse gets tired, you have to wait. If suddenly by the will of Allah your horse passes away, then your whole trip is in vain. You have to take a walk or you have to find another conveyance. It opened the eyes of this youngster. Nevertheless, when Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi reached Makkah Mukarramah, after some time, it is said that he reached eventually before this youngster. And when he was sitting, he saw this youngster coming in with this another horse. So he asked him, what happened? He said, my horse passed away, as you said, on the way. So much of inconvenience. I was not spiritually made up. So what the ulama write, that please, brothers, in all ibadat, the spiritual connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, millions of people go for hajj yearly, for umrah yearly. But what effect, what spiritual blessings do we come back from there? Not outward features and blessings. MashaAllah, it's nice to come back with a beard, the sunnah of Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, have the Mubarak blessings of the Haram Sharif and Madina Tayyiba. May Allah take us there and appreciate the areas and grant us the true azmat of it. My Ustad Rahmatullah alayhi Hazrat Mawlana Abrar Sahab, when I was leaving for Umrah from India when I was studying, so he said that Tum Shahi Mehman ho, when you are in Allah's house, you are Allah's guest. Tum Shahi Mehman ho, you are Allah's guest. So do as you are told to do there and beware of the greatness of Allah. When you go to Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam's house, he said, Tum Huzur ke Mehman ho. You are Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Mehman and behave in that way. Makkah mein Abid ban kar jao aur Madina mein Aashik ban kar jao. He said, when you go to Makkah Mukarramah, go as a true slave of Allah, as a servant of Allah, as a worship of Allah, and gain the love of Allah. And when you go to Madina Tayyibah, go with the true love of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayhi has written, the author of Hayatul Sahaba, in one of his kitab, he said, a jamaat was going from Delhi for hajj, some ulama and a few other pupils and some students. So he said, that tum Makkah jab jao, to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ki toba karo. That when you go to Makkah Mukarramah, make the sincere tawbah like Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He asked the dua, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Make the dua of tawbah, a tawbah of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That is what we're going there, to seek the pleasure of Allah, to seek forgiveness that we have erred, Ya Allah. We have caused so much of inconvenience to yourself and to your ummah and to the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing we go there is make tawbah. Then he said that, uske baad Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ki qurbani ko pehchano. That when you go there, that the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, learn about the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What mujahada he went through. What mujahada he put his family through. What mujahada he put his whole tribe into. The Quran is replete with stories of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the blessings around there. And it is because of his du'as that we find the fruits of the world in Makkah Mukarramah. We find the things of the world coming in there. My dear brothers, take the blessings and the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the running of Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam and the water of Zamzam after the dua for Ibrahim alayhi, for Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. It is said, then learn the steadfastness. Istiqamati Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam kusiko. The steadfastness of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And when you go from there to Madina Tayyiba, Zadahumullahu Sharafa, then you go and learn the effort of Nabi Pak Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unki dawat seek kar awapas lotao. That go and learn the effort of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Madina Tayyiba and come back with that effort and make that the object of your life. Respected brothers, this is the spiritual ruh of that hajj. Many people have gone. May Allah accept the hajj. Those that are going, Allah make their journey easy. May Allah accept that hajj. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam said, Man hajja lillah falam yarfus walam yafsuk raja'aka yawmin waladathu ummu. One of the virtues is that whoever goes for hajj, and does not involve himself in any fighting, quarreling, arguing, or debates, or conferences. You're not going there for anything. You are the deputation of Allah. You have been invited for Allah. You have been asked to come there to make seek forgiveness and to make dua for yourself and the whole ummah. So you're not to get into arguments. And everybody, as we know, commonly becomes a mufti there and a grand mufti there. And everybody wants to give their own fatwas. No, brothers, we are there for a work and an object and a purpose. And a great ibadat, an opportunity which we won't get again. فَلَمْ يَرْفُسْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ رَجَعَكَ يَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Then you will return, inshallah, like the day your mother gave birth to you, free from sin. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this dua. It is recorded in the hadith, Allahumma ghfir lil hajj, O Allah, tamam hajiyokum maghfirat farma. O Allah, forget or forgive all the hajis. A dua made by who? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who cried till the last moment, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, O Allah, save my ummat. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll be crying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, O Allah, save my ummat. He cried for the Hujjaj also. وَلَمَنِ اسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُ الْحَاجِ. And whoever the Haji makes dua and maghfirat for, O Allah, forgive that person also. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made Hajj, also asked for dua and maghfirat. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made Hajj, asked for dua and maghfirat. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam made dua and maghfirat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam also making dua and maghfirat for the whole ummah. Respected brothers, all the Hajis that are gone, if you can phone them or send a message to them, make dua and maghfirat. Don't tell him, bring me one Seiko watch from there, bring me one kurta from there, and bring me this from there. If he bring you a gift, mashallah, make shukr. But ask him to make dua and maghfirat. What a great thing. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that what she came for. Not something physical, like we asked for things. Bring me one CD, bring me this, bring me that. No, she said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the Hajj, he asked, what dua do you want? He knew the desire. She said, the dua of maghfirat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for who? His beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'anha, for whom salam came from above. For whom barat was mentioned in the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua of maghfirat. He said that so much, she was so happy by the dua of maghfirat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that she laughed so much that she actually fell on her lap. In the enjoyment and made shukr, a sajda of shukr of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that she knew that dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never be rad. Brothers in Islam, feel the spirit of Hajj. If we cannot go now, we make dua and that Allah make it easy for all those going for Hajj. We tell them to make dua. Oh Allah, accept the suffer of that Haji. You are a musafir. Make dua for those that are remaining behind. But we must feel the spirit of Hajj because these are the Mubarak days. Then besides the Hajj, the Qurbani will come. Besides the feeling, the effect of the Qurbani. So now this is the season, brothers. Take from the treasures of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hajj Arafah. The greatest day for a Haji is the day of Arafah. When a businessman makes the most amount of money, he says, MashaAllah, today bo barakat the. Aaj bo barakat the. 10,000 rand banawa. The next day, La hawla wala kalli 100 rand banawa. I didn't make much, only 100 rand I made. No shukr, that's na shukri. Make shukr for that 100 rand, for Allah Ta'ala is giving you in that way also. But the greatest day for that Haji, he said, I felt very nice when it was my birthday, or the greatest day when I hit the jackpot, or the greatest day was when I got married, or something happened. Or when my son graduated, that was the greatest for me. No, brothers, the greatest day for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was what? The day of Arafah. It was a Friday, it was the 9th of Zilhijjah, when the ayat of Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam wa deena was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab said it was like Eidain for us, two Eids. Because the greatest ayah was to be revealed that I have completed my deen on you. Respected brothers, you and I are fortunate that we are ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for us at Mina, he made dua for us at Muzdalifah, he made dua for us in Arafah. Some of you haven't been there, but these are the Mubarak places where you have to go. Whether we understand or don't understand the wisdom of certain things, we have to do it. Because ittiba'an li Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, ittiba'an li Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam, ittiba'an li Nabi Sayyidina Muhammad Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That is why Islam is not superficial or anything that would our wisdom. It is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we understand or don't understand, ikhlas-e-niyat ke saath, or ittiba-e-sunnat-e-bi-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saath, har amal karo, inshallah tum kamyab ho jayenge. We want the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so perform our ibadah, not only Hajj, in this way. It is the Mubarak occasion, very soon, in 3 weeks time would be Hajj. And then the Hajis will be coming back. Take the du'as, meet them. Hey, what you brought for me? Did you bring khajur for me? Did you bring this for me? No. Go and meet them. Take their du'as. Before they enter the house, it is said their du'a maghfirat for that person who they make will be accepted. So take their du'as when they come back. They have touched the Mubarak Kaabatullah, for whom so much of effort was done by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They have seen the Hajr al-Aswad, they have touched the Multazam, they have been around the Maqam Ibrahim in all the Mubarak places. They have pelted the shaitan in whichever way they have done it. All these rites they have done it. Then they have visited the Mubarak Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, visit the Mubarak land of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, also take a lesson from what sacrifices the Sahaba and Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam had done in all these Mubarak places. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al end of one Muhadith said that Al Umratu ila al Umrati kafaratu lima bainhuma wal hajjul mabrur laysa lahu jazaun illa jannah. That if a person performs one umrah and then Allah gives him a chance and take him for another umrah, kafaratul lima baynahuma, it is a means of forgiveness for him, kafara for him. And then al-hajjul mabrur laysa lahu jazaun illa al-jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it, that there's no reward for that hajjul mabrur and accepted hajj, only jannat which Allah will give him. But the return of that haji will show what he did there. That is the true spirit, that when he comes back, he is living his life according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ittiba'an li sunnati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not calling himself an haji. It is written in one kitab that one person was going in the horse and cart in India. So the person got on the cart and asked him, what's your name? Haji Ibrahim. My name, the rider said, my name is Haji Ibrahim. So he said, mashallah, kitne haj kiya? Ek haj kiya maine. I went for haj last year, so my name is Haji Ibrahim. So the rider asked the person that got on the passenger, what is your name? Oh, Namazi Yusuf. Mera naam Namazi Yusuf. तुमने एक हज किया और हाजी साहब कहते हैं और मैंने तो 30 बरस से नमाज पढ़ रहा हूं एक भी नमाज कबूल नहीं हुआ मेरा नाम नमाजी यूसुफ है ब्रदर्स डोंट बोस्ट ऑफ पीपल हैव गॉन फॉर हज एवरी ईयर अल्लाह कॉल्स देम गुड बट व्हाट अबाउट द पुअर मैन व्हाट अबाउट ए लेमैन सेंड समबडी हेल्प फॉर हज फॉर हिज फर्ज हज वंस यू विल गेट सवाब इंशाल्लाह फुल बेनिफिट ऑफ दैट माय उस्ताद रहमतुल्लाह अलैह आई रिमेंबर वन ईयर ही सेड दैट वन मैन केम ही सेड मैंने 10 हज करके अभी इंडिया आया माशाल्लाह मुबारक हो तुझे किसी गरीब का ख्याल किया तुमने किसी को दिखाया रोजे मुबारक किसी को बतलाया किसी मुअज्जिन को भेजा किसी इमाम को भेजा आई एम नॉट आस्किंग फॉर एनी फंड्स फॉर मी ब्रदर्स अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह आई मेड माय हज एंड अल्लाह हैज टेकन अस फॉर उमरा मे अल्लाह टेक अस अगेन एंड अगेन अल्लाह गिव बरकत इन ऑल आवर रोजीज दैट वी गो फॉर सच मुबारक जर्नीज इन फी सबीलिल्लाह बट डोंट फॉरगेट द दुआ ऑफ हजरत उमर रजील्लाहु तआला व्हेन ही सेड अल्लाहुम्मा रज़ुक्ना शहादतन फी सबीलिक व अमितना फी बलदि रसूलिक اللهم ارزقنا حج بيتك الحرام وزيارة قبر نبيك عليه الصلاة والسلام يا الله if we have to go out of Medina Tayyiba then give us an opportunity to perform Hajj and also to visit Medina Tayyiba if we are gone out for jihad or gone out fi sabilillah and also grant us martyrdom in Medina Tayyiba this should be our desire and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of all those who have made Hajj take us again and again and at least have the azmat of these Mubarak places If you had any inconvenience, don't come back and swear about somebody there. Or don't come back and say things about the people there. Because these are the children of Sahaba. Radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those going for Hajj in the future, in a couple of weeks time and today, we make dua Allah, take them safely. Allah, make the journey easy. Make the Hajj and mabrur one. And make the ziyarat of Madinah Tayyibah an accepted one. Do not forget us also. If you can't remember all the name, take the name of all musallis of Masjid-e-Noor. Allah Ta'ala, all the whole ummah, make dua for the people of Chechnya. Allah help them. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's ghaibi nusrat come with them. And Allah destroy the enemies of Islam, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa na'aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidin anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu bil-islam. Wa laka alhamdu bil-iman. Wa laka alhamdu bil-Quran. Wa laka alhamdu bil-qiyami wa siyam. Wa laka alhamdu bil-jihad. Wa laka alhamdu bil-zakaah. Wa laka alhamdu bi-hajj baytillahi al-haram. Radina billahi rabba. Wa bil-islami deena. Wa bi-sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulah. نبيا اللهم انا نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر يا رب العالمين اللهم انا نسالك الصحه والعفه والامانه وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين. اللهم إنا نسألك ببركة أسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى أن تشفي شيخنا شيخ مولانا يونس باتيل. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ارحم على إخواننا في الشيشان وفي كشمير وفي فلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل الحج للحجاج حجا مبرورا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وعملا صالحا متقبلا وتجارة لن تبور. اللهم ارزقنا حج بيتك الحرام وزيارة قبر نبيك عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك وامتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.